You're going to hear
a good win for our football team today. I was really proud of the way they played. You know, we didn't get off to a great start and fell behind a couple times here on the road. And, you know, these fans are really into it. 49ers played hard. They're a good football team, and they do a lot of things well. Certainly move the ball offensively and rush the passer on defense. So, but I was proud of our guys, fought back, just kept making a few plays. And, you know, in the end, we made enough to win, made a few more than they did. And, you know, it's just credit goes all the way around to those. Good team win. And, you know, offensively, we were able to come up with some critical plays. Certainly the 4th and 2 was, you know, was a big one. That's a play that we've been working on for, I don't know how many weeks, months, but, you know, we needed it today, and we hit it. So really give the players credit. They, again, fought back through some adversity and kept their heads up and just kept working, and were able to make some plays and come up with big ones when they had to. So hats off to them. They did a great job.
Well, how big was this win for Matt to come back after that tough loss against the Panthers to show he did that?
Well, I think every win's a good win in this league. So I'm sure he was proud of the first one and the second one and now this one. So, you know, it's a good win. He did a good job, and as he did in the other games, you know, so. Oh, you know, Kevin came through. He had two rushing touchdowns. He probably hadn't had that since the 4th grade. You know, it's not really what he's known for, but he made some, you know, made a good run down there on the goal line, found a crease, and twice. And those are huge for us. So, you know, Kevin does a great job. It seems like no matter what we ask him to do, he always does it well, whether it's blitz pickup, pass receiving, third down, running the ball, goal line. He's such a clutch, dependable player for us, and he had some big wins today. I don't know what it was, Alice, but it seemed like we had the ball out there after the first quarter. It seemed like we had it all day. We were on the field, you know, some in the first quarter, although they hit a couple big plays. Actually, the one drive wasn't that long. It seemed like we got a lot of it in one play, and then they scored on the turnover to Gore. But the field, the time possession was good for us defensively. It's always good. We know what to play, and we're able to make some adjustments, which, you know, is always tough with Martz's offense. And he gave us some, you know, some formation and some shifting and some looks that were, you know, a little difficult to deal with. And so that really helped us offensively, or helped us defensively, because our offense was able to stay out there on the field and give us time to, you know, talk over some of that stuff. And also gave our pass rushers a little bit of a breather, because Chasen O'Sullivan, that was tough today, too. We had a hard time catching him.
Bill, after the early scores, did you make adjustments defensively, or was it just the defense sort of settled down and settled?
Well, you know, the one big play on the corner route there, I mean, we didn't cover him, so that was an adjustment to just try to everybody cover their man. And, you know, Gore made a nice catch on the post route. So, you know, look, this is a good offensive football team. They can throw the ball and get it down the field. And, you know, it's unrealistic thinking here. They think you're going to come in here and they're not going to complete a pass. So, you know, we just tried to minimize the damage. They got us a couple times. Fortunately for us, it wasn't enough. But, you know, they get them against everybody. As I said, during the week, they're second in the league in big plays. And, you know, they're as hard as we try to prevent them. And I thought our secondary competed well with those guys. You know, it's, you got to give them credit. They hit them, and they got a couple against us today.
When you saw them come out in the nickel defense early on, did you go to the run
heavily after that? Well, they were trying to match us with personnel, so depending on what group we put out there, that I think determined what group they put out there for the most part. And they had a lot of different substitution packages, which Mike always has, and those are hard to get ready for and adjust to, and there's a lot of odd and, you know, guys standing up and floating around and all that. So, and with the crowd noise and all that, was it was good game planning on his part, and he gave us a lot of different personnel groups as we shuffled ours in. He shuffled his in, so that's kind of the chess match you have there with Mike.
How nice was it to hit the deep
end? It was good. It's always good to hit a long touchdown pass. Yeah, Matt made a good throw, and Randy made a good read, put the ball right on the money. So yeah, I mean, you love to see that.
Bill, how important was the bye coming into this season
compared to
this game?
Oh, I don't know. It's, in the end, you've just got to go out there and play and make plays. So it's always good to have, you know, the 1 week off you have during the season is always good, because it gives your your banged up guys a little bit of a chance to heal, and it gives you mentally a little bit of a breather there for a couple days over the weekend when you don't have a game. But you know, the rest of it is pretty much of a normal, you know, normal routine. And so, you know, we had ours. Everybody else is going to, you know, have theirs somewhere along the line. And it's good when you have it, but it's, you know, I don't think it. You know, it's more important to play well than it is to have an off week.
Bill, now that it's here, can you sort of discuss your expectations for the work week here for the team?
Well, I think the big thing for us is really the next 48 hours. You know, instead of getting on a plane and going back to the East Coast and being tired and, you know, dragging through Monday and Tuesday and trying to get it going Wednesday, we have an opportunity to, you know, to rest up and you know, get our work done here tomorrow morning and all that. And we were over at San Jose on Saturday for a walkthrough, and I think the facilities and the, you know, what we have over there, the weight room and the locker rooms and the practice fields and all that, I think are, you know, going to be fine. And so we'll just try to, you know, use our time more efficiently instead of, you know, flying back and forth across the country, try to use it to rest and be productive, you know, today and then, or should say tomorrow, really Monday, because it's not that we'll be flying Monday, but we would be feeling the effects of flying, I think. And you know, the same thing on Friday. We'll be here on Friday, and instead of you know, the cross country trip, we would have come back. So that's really our opportunity is really the next 48 hours, and then you know, at the end of the week on Friday. But I think we should have a good week of practice. Certainly shouldn't be have anything to do with the facilities or the, you know, the situation here. The hotel's good, San Jose is good, so we should be all right. Sorry. Well, I thought we had our moments. You know, we had some big runs. We made some runs in short yardage, and we made some runs on the goal line, and we made some runs to keep the down and distance in manageable situations. So that was good. I mean, it could have been better, but I thought the backs ran hard. Yeah, it looked like he, you know, got banged up a little bit. We'll have to see what the story is with him. I'm not sure. Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. That's been really probably our biggest, you know, the two things statistically that have hurt us the most in the first three games have been our third down defense and our red area offense. And it was good to be able to get the ball in the end zone. It was good to be able to have a, you know, statistically a better day on third down. So those two things that helped us. And I think hopefully the extra work and time that we spent on it both this week and a little bit last week. But, I think it helped us today. Hopefully, it'll help us going forward. But it's, you know, it's hard to win games if you're not efficient in those two areas, third down and red area. It's, it, in the end, it usually comes down to that in a tight game. Kevin did a great job, as he always does. He's such a dependable player for us. Ran the ball well, and he's not usually our goal line runner, but he had a couple of big runs down there, third down. You know, blitz pickup. He's always solid, and it seems like no matter what we ask him to do, he does a good job of it. He certainly did that today. That was huge.
The offense is getting behind that, not really missing the great players that
have. Well, I think the offense has been what it's been the last 4 weeks. I think that it's you know, working well together. It's getting a little bit better each week. And I think our execution needs to continue to improve. So, you know, I'm not saying we're in mid-season form or anything yet, but we're, you know, we've made some progress, and we need to continue to be more efficient, particularly in the red area and third down and, you know, getting the ball down the field.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you.